So we have the Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Zos HaBrochot, this Parshas of the Torah. Day 1, an excerpt from Zohar 3, 102b. And on the 15th day of the month of Tishrei, we have the holiday of Sukkos. So Zohar is going to explain. We know that the Sukkos, they are remembrance for the clouds of glory in the wilderness that Hashem sent to protect us. So now Zohar is going to tell us about a story in the Torah about the clouds of glory, as we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Posach, Rabbi Yehuda opened the discourse, he brings a verse, Vayishma Haknani Melech Arod, and the king of Arod, the Canaanite, heard, and he came and attacked Israel. So the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah, what did he hear? So he heard that Aaron HaKohen had died, and the clouds of glory departed. So he thought, oh, permission was given to attack. So Zohar is going to tell us about the clouds of glory. We know Taninan was learned. Gimel Matonin Niloin is Damnu Yisrael. There were three supernal gifts that were set up for Israel when they were in the wilderness. Adei Tilsa Achen to the three brothers, Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Man, the manna bread that came from heaven, Bishus Moshe, came in the merit of Moshe. And they covered the clouds of glory, Bishus Aaron, in the merit of Aaron. Be'er, the well of water, Bishus Miriam, in the merit of Miriam. The Kulu Achidin Le'ila, and they're all united above, which means they're all, even though they express in this physical world, but they have supernal connection, a high light that rests upon them, and they're surreal and supernatural. Man, the manna of Bishus Moshe, came in the merit of Moshe, to see if it's written, behold, I will rain down for you bread from heaven. Mina Shemayim, Dor Moshe, from heaven, this is Moshe. Because Moshe himself is a human being in this world, that most of him really is above in heaven. As the Gemara says, from his upper half, he's divine, and his lower half had some connection with the physical world. That's the level of Moshe. Anne Kavod, that's why from heaven hints to Moshe. Anne Kavod, the clouds of glory, Bishus Aaron, came in the merit of Aaron. As it's written, Asher Ayin Va'ayin, that eye to eye, near to Hashem, that you Hashem appeared. See V'chisan on the Keteres, and the cloud of the Keteres shall cover. So the clouds hint to the incense which is offered up by Aaron. Aaron Shiva, just like over there, there are seven clouds. Afkan, over here, Nami Shiva, seven clouds surrounded them in the wilderness. And from that, we have 7 days that we sit in the Sukkah that reminds us of the clouds, and there are no clouds around, and the Rizal tells us that the Sukkah is a surrounding light that's given to us. Dor Victorious Shiva Anan in Miskashin Gechadet, that behold, in the incense, seven clouds are attached as one. The surrounding lights come down from Ema, from Bina, to surround Zeran, Pintet Malchus. Aaron Reisha Lechol Shiva Ananin, who? And Aaron is the head of all the seven clouds, because the seven Makifim of the seven Spheros, and the first one is Chesed, and Aaron draws Chesed. And he ties the other six with him every day. The other lowest spheres. Be'er, the well, Bishus Miriam, came in the merit of Miriam. Tohi Vadai Be'er, certainly she is called the well. Because Miriam, the feminine aspect, corresponds to Malchus, which is many places in Zohar allegorized as a well. It flows from below. And the Malchus is the awakening from below. It's called Mayin Nukvin, feminine waters. V'sifre Dagarata, in the book of homiletical interpretations, it brings a verse, and his sister stood from afar to see what would happen to him. This is after when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, after the decree to kill, throw all the babies, Chas V'Shalom, into the Nile. So they put Moshe Rabbeinu in a small little ark and put it on the water, and his sister stood from afar to see what would happen, and that was Miriam. Dohu Be'er Mayim Chaim, this is the well of living waters, that from the time Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Zohar says, the Shekhinah was with him, and his sister stood from afar, meaning that in her was the revelation, the Hashra, the resting of the light of Malchus, this well of living waters, and through that, it saved Moshe and protected him. Kulak Shurachat, it's all one bond, all these spiritual levels. Mesa Miriam died, Istalak Be'er, the well departed. They see if it's written, Lo Hoya Mayim La'adon, there's not water for the congregation. Baha'i Shait at that time, Boaz Be'er, Achor Listalka, there was another well that wanted to depart. Tavishchi Achimon Yisrael, that was commonly found with them, with Israel, referring to the spiritual light of the Malchus that rested on the well. Kad Chamas, Shisa Ananin, Dahavuk Shirin Allah, once she, referring to the Malchus, saw six clouds that were bound to her, upon her. It's Kashyas, he, Bahu, she was bound to them, so they would still remain with Yidden, connected not through Miriam, but through the clouds. Nis Aaron, when Aaron died, his Talku Inu and Ananin, those clouds departed. Nis Talak Anana Debeira Imhon, and the cloud of the well departed with them, which means that the well, in its connection to the cloud, also departed. Also Moshe came. Moshe was there all the time, but it was reinstated, his light, his connection. Ahadol, who restored them. And this is also brought in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah. How deceived, that's just written, Alisa Lamarom, you ascended on high, Shavisa Shevi. You captured booty, Lakachta Matanos Ben Adam, you took gifts in people. Lakachta Manos Tonos Vane, certainly took gifts. Inim Antonos Tahu Kadmi, so those gifts that were originally. Be'er Va'ananan, the well and the clouds. Be'er, the well, Dober de Yitzchak, this is the well of Yitzchak. That we know Yitzchak dug a well. And Yitzchak, we know, is from the side of Gevura, and Malchus is built primarily out of Gevuras, so it connects with this before, that the bear, the well, corresponds to Gevura. Ananim, the clouds, Elaine, Ananim, the Aaron, these are clouds of Aaron. Of course, even though Aaron draws from Chesed, he's the man of Chesed, but intrinsically his own level is Hod, and Hod, from it comes the clouds. Amr Yitzchak, we've named Ma Zacha Aaron Lador. Why did Aaron merit this? The clouds came in for him. Begin the Iu Kosher Ba'aninim, because he's attached, he's bound to the clouds. Hod is the level, secret of the cloud. Hu Akshu Kol Yoma V'Yoma, the Kulu Kechada. And he binds every single one, them all together. The Mizbarach and Kula Yod, they all blessed to him. Binds Hod is really the last sphere of Zeranpin, as the Baal Tan explains in Shar Lag Ba'Omer. And Yisod is just a Klal, an inclusion, a Malchus, inclusion of the inclusion, as brought in the term of the Rizal. So Hod binds together the spheros, and they're all blessed to it. It's really the beginning of the awakening from below, which is fully actualized in the Malchus. Tiferes al kol chesed David kutcher brichu. Yisrael, I should be probably k'toch as he come and see, for every loving kindness that the only blessed be he did with Israel. Kosher imon zayin anane yikiron, he bound with them seven honorable clouds, and seven surrounding lights of Ema coming down to protect the Malchus. V'kosher lehu b'knesses Yisrael, and he bound them to Knesses Yisrael. D'ho anana d'ilo is kosher b'shis achronin, that behold, her cloud is bound to another six, which means Knesses Yisrael itself is Malchus, and is bound to the six spheres around him. V'kulu shiva, and with all the seven spheres, also Yisrael, Madver, Israel went in the Midbar, in the wilderness, which means these divine lights resting upon them, so they had supernal connection 24/7. My time was the reason begin the Kulu Koshra Divinim Nusaninu, because they're all the bond of faith. Faith means when Malchus is connected with the six spheres of Anpin and it manifests the Shekhinah in the world, people see it's all Hashem. Although, because of this, Besukos, Teshuv Shivas Yamim. We get back now to our punchline, starting from the 15th day of Tishrei, Sukkos. So it says in the Torah, you shall sit in Sukkos for 7 days. Mike, my words are talking about what's the reason for this. Begin Nixi, because it's written, I desired and sat in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my palate. So Sukkah is the shade. It's called Selim Neinusa, the place in the Zohar, the shade of faith, that we sit with the surrounding lights of Malchus. Malchus itself is the surrounding light, as it says, your faith surrounds you, as it's brought in Kutubran, that faith is the surrounding light, because it's what's above the mind, what the mind cannot understand, like surrounds the mind. So in this surrounding shade, we merit to be protected by Hashem, and we have the sweet fruit of revelations to come. When the Makifim come in, we get new ideas of Torah, new revelations of divinity, and it's like sweet fruit. A boy by Nosh Lachzor Gamei, a person should show himself to Yosef Tchos Seil Demus, and he's sitting underneath the shadow of faith. It means that he feels the Shekhinah with him when he's in the Sukkah.